Interestingly, we're coming up to the one that you told me offline that you do pull up the most, which is interesting, and I want to know why, and that is Apple TV.
Yeah, and like we were talking about offline, I'm really angry at Apple because El Capitan crashed my computer for over a month.
Oh, and, man!
Yes, it was not pretty, and I had to take all my files off. I couldn't even do Time Machine to put it back. I had to replace each file by itself. I had to clean off my computer. I'm also not happy with my Apple Watch, so I haven't been happy with Apple for a little while. So for me to say that the Apple TV is my favorite is huge.
It's really huge, especially considering all of that and the fact that it doesn't do 4K like the other ones do.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do 4K. And so maybe if people are really wanting to have the best quality picture and you want to have 4K, then you should. Now, it does 1080p, but it does beautiful on with the upscaling onto the 4K. I'm seeing makeup in people's pores on TV. Mm. On Hulu. Hmm. So
now that's your TV doing the upscaling, probably. Have you got the
absolutely? Absolutely. Yeah. But the Apple TV has actually done what it should have done years ago, which is basically creating an app environment like it is on a phone or what have you on the TV. There's an app store. It's not just on the video side, it's got Hulu and Showtime and HBO Now and HBO Go and CBS All Access. So basically between CBS All Access and Hulu, I can watch all of my network shows and Showtime and HBO. I can watch all of those. And it looks very, very good. And it's very fast and easy to get around. And as much as Siri does not understand me on my cell phone, on my iPhone, forget it. Siri just doesn't ever get it right on my iPhone. She gets it right perfectly on the Apple TV.
Wow. How is that?
I don't know.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yep. You could say things like, find me some funny TV shows. But you can, my favorite part is I can say, play the latest Scandal episode, and it'll bring up a screen to sort of confirm what you're looking for, and then you click on it, and then it'll say, do you want to watch it in iTunes or Hulu?
And wow. And
within two clicks, I can say find me the latest episode, click there, don't have to look for it anywhere else.
That's I can say
watch Friends season 8 episode 3. No problem. Here's this funny thing. So this thing with where they're showing, show me some funny shows or show me action stuff, makes you think that it's contextual like it is on the Google TV or the Android TV. Mm-hmm. And it's not. Because when I said to Siri, show me shows that are shot in Las Vegas or show me the sinking ship shows. It said, I can't search for what something is about. It came up on screen, but you can go exactly to where you want to go to. You can launch any of the apps. An interesting thing too, is that when I was in Plex on the Apple TV, which originally it didn't come up with Plex. It came a couple weeks later. I could look at what was on the screen of my shows that were on the screen and say, play Back to the Future. And it would play just right straight out right there in the app that it was in. Mm-hmm. So Siri is just awesome. And now it doesn't make sense to, she also does playback. And it's worked in every app that I've done. Other people have said that it doesn't work for the apps that they've done. But for me, it has worked perfectly. And you don't want to just use it to play and pause. That doesn't make any sense because you have to press the, here we go. Here it is.
The Apple TV has a new remote.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second too.
Okay.
You have to press the microphone button to get Siri. Well, as you can see, right below the microphone button is the play pause button. So it does make sense to press that button and say pause, you know.
Right.
But what it does, you also notice there's no fast forward or rewind, right?
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
It's not really, because for fast forward and rewind, this whole area right here is a touch screen. And you just go back and forth like this.
To fast forward or rewind.
Yeah. And it has the thumbnails, so it makes it really easy to find stuff. So that's pretty cool. But you can also, with Siri, say, rewind 5 minutes or fast forward a minute and a half. And she'll go right to that spot.
Wow.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's pretty darn cool. I agree. I agree totally.